Kum lend in a blat gemara. We have the peizayin omer alef. The Mishnah says the Mishnah. Shachat. What happens? You shechted the animal, the loikisa, and the person who shechted the animal didn't cover the blood. V'ra'u achan. Somebody else saw it happen. Chayiv lechasas. So the flichten, he has an obligation to go ahead and to cover the blood as well, or he has a mitzvah to cover the blood. What happens? Kisov in his gala. What happens? You cover the blood. And then the wind came and blew away the dirt, for example. Pater, because you did your mitzvah. Pater melechasas. You don't have to go ahead and cover it again, because you fulfilled your mitzvah. What about kiso aruach? You didn't cover it, but the wind did. Then kolzman, that it's covered, the chefta is not there. Or the chayiv lechasas. If the wind then comes and uncovers it, then you have a chiv to go ahead and cover it, because you did not fulfill your mitzvah. We use this whole Mishnah regarding lighting candles in Daf Chof Hei within Tesis. If the candle is burnt out, you have to light it again. If the candle is already burning, do you have a mitzvah to go ahead and extinguish the candle for Shabbos and light it again? Or the Inyan just to have it, and they use this as a raya that if the wind came, it says here, if the wind came and covered it, you don't have to do a mitzvah. So if there's a candle burning already for some other reason, you don't. Rabbi Mishul says you don't have to go ahead and cover. You don't have to light the candles. It's only if there's no light, if so on. And others say, you're talking about before Shabbos. On Shabbos, obviously, you can't do anything. It says the Gemara. Tonu Rabbanon, we learned, it says in Pasuk, V'shofach, it says in Pasuk, V'shofach, the blood poured out, and then it says, V'chisohu be'ofer, and you should cover it with dust. Mi she'shofach yichase. But Pashtus, who has the obligation to go ahead and cover it? The one who shechted it. What about shochad v'loy kisa? What about you shechted and didn't recover the blood? V'ro'u ach, and somebody else saw, minayin she'chayiv lechases. Not only that he can, but he has a chiv. There's a mitzvah because to go ahead and cover the blood. Shenemar, it says, because in the blood is the nefesh of the behemoth, so you have to show some dignity. But it says in the pasuk, "Va'omer l'bnei Yisrael," it's to tell the Eden that you shouldn't need blood. It says, "Azhor l'chol b'nei Yisrael," and talks about you shouldn't need blood because in the blood is the nefesh. So therefore, inside the dignity of the blood, which the nefesh inside that you should be covered. So everyone tell el b'nei Yisrael that they have to cover it. Okay, so that's one braisa. Tan Yidach learned another braisa. V'shofach v'kiso. What do we learn from the word that says v'shofach is, you know, domay? And then it says v'chiso. We're in Peizayin 87a. V'shofach v'chiso. Bameh sheshofach b'yechase. The same way that you spill out the blood, which is what? By shechita with your hand. Is yechase, that's how you should cover the blood as well. In other words, shelo yechase neberegel. Don't use your foot. Why? Shelo yeh mitzvah bezuyas olav. The mitzvah shouldn't be buzzing for you. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Sugya of Chanukah, says that you're not allowed to count money from the Chanukah because bezuy mitzvah. And we learn out from the Gemara. Where do you learn out from? You know, Shmuel argues there, but Rav Chinei Kedusha Yeshba, and the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef, Kedav Rabbi Yosef, it's a busy mitzvah. And the Gemara says, where do you learn out from here? And the Gemara concludes, Avun dechulu dam. The mocker for the concept of busy mitzvah is dam. So the first you want to know why Dafka is kisi hadam, the mocker for the mitzvah busy mitzvah. Some of the other mitzvahs, why punk the should choose kisi hadam? So it's explained in the Chassidus Svarim. Was based on what the Maggid says. The Maggid said, why the Gemara says that if you're not allowed to eat before davening, and we learned that the pasuk is, the beginning of brachas, the Gemara says that if you eat before davening, very good. So you shouldn't eat al hadam. So Maggie says, how do you learn from there that you're not allowed to eat before davening? What does al hadam do with anything? He explains as follows, that what's an adam? An adam is aleph and dam. Dam is the flesh and blood, the gashmis, and then the aleph is the aluf shalom, the ebishter. When every person, as soon as they wake up in the morning, they're just dam. When do we become an Adam? When we daven, and we're mamshich the Aleph into the Dam, and we become an Adam. So the Pasuk says you shouldn't eat it ala Dam. Don't eat it while you're still on the level of Dam. Wait till you become an Adam, and then you can go ahead and eat. So the Maggid explains the Gemara. So,
Coming back to Bizi Mitzvah, what's the whole idea of Bizi Mitzvah? The whole idea of Bizi Mitzvah is that you don't associate with Kedusha. There's no Kedusha here, therefore you don't treat it with the right covetousness. So what are you really doing? You're separating the Aleph, you're taking the Adam, you're taking the Aleph away from the Dam. You're taking away the Kedusha away from the Gashmis. So Avu and the Kula Dam, the mocker for the whole union of Bizi Mitzvah, is the idea that it became from Adam back to Dam. That's what it is. Anyway, then you want to continue writing. Maise, ba'odrech is a story of the person, she'shachad, he shechted, v'konu chaveide, v'kisa. A person shechted, and then he was about to kiss it down, somebody jumped in and stole his mitzvah. The chayver, I'm going to little on Yudzuvim, and he charged him 10 gold coins, whatever that amount is. A penalty. Oh, we'll soon see if it's a penalty, wasn't it? Rabbi Gamliel was a dayan, and was a nasi.
The one who covered the blood?
The one who stole the mitzvah. You shechted, you
so
going to...
No.
You shechted, yep. You're going to cover it. Yep. I jumped in and I threw dirt on it, I made a bracha. Yep. You took me to the entire, because I stole your mitzvah. So the dayan said to me, for stealing your mitzvah, you got to pay. Tens of them. The question is, what are you paying for? Schar mitzvah, it's schar bracha. Am I paying because I stole the mitzvah, am I paying because I stole the bracha? Says the Gemara, Lamai Nafkamina. Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Lebichas Amazon. What happened? I jump in and I bench on your. You were Chubin benching, and I jumped in and I benched the Mezumin. In those days, Mezumin was, I benched aloud, and everybody was Yaitzer with my benching. And benching is four brachas. So if it's the mitzvah, then it's, I only pay for one. If it's the brachas, I pay for four. Iyam is Chan Mitzvah Achasi. It's only one. V'yamre, it's chabrocha having arba, it comes out to $40 for penalties. My, what is it? And we'll come back and talk about this in a minute, because it's very interesting. Toshma, come in here. Dom Aleihu Mina, this Apokaita said to Rebbe. Apokaita came over to Rebbe, and he asked him the following question. Mi she yotzar horim, obviously loy bararuch. It's the one who created the mountains is not the same person who created the wind, because it's a different word. Here says Yotzer and here says Baida. Obviously, it's two different gods. Misha Bada Ruach, La Yotzer Harim. The Chsiv, it says, Kihina Yotzer Harim, or Baida Ruach. Why don't we use the same word for both? It's two different gods out there. Omale said, Rebbe got angry. He said, Shaita, why don't you shop Pila Sefer Kor? Why don't you look at the end of the Pasig? How does the Pasig end? Hashem Melekei Tzvaka Shmoy. Or Hashem Tzvaka Shmoy. And it's, in other words, it's Pasuk says, I want you to know it's the same Eibishter who did everything, the wind, the mountains, and so on. On my lay, so this I didn't know what to answer. He said, you know, Rebbe, do me a favor. Give me 3 days' time so I can contemplate what you just answered me and then maybe I can refute it. I can come up with a question to slug you up. Yosef Rebbe got scared. So obviously this Mina was not Stam a guy in the street, because Rebbe, Yosef Rebbe Tlas Tanisa. Rebbe fasted three Tanesim to make sure the guy doesn't come up with a good question. When he, after 3 days of fasting, it's a long fast, he decided he needs to eat something. One of his people told him, by the way, standing on the doorway is Apokaitis. He got scared. He thought this Apokaitis came back with some kind of refutation. Omar, so he said, and the pasuk by Yitnu beBarusi Reish, just as I'm about to go to eat, I'm getting a stomach ache ready. In other words, he got scared. This min is coming to continue the conversation. Omalei, this min turned out to be somebody else. He said to him, Rebbe, Mevasa Tova, great news for you. Leimatza Tshuva Yivcha, your enemy couldn't find an answer, so he committed suicide. Or Venafu Minagag, he committed suicide, or he fell from the roof, Vameis, and he died. He couldn't come up with an answer. Amalai said, Rebbe, now good news. So he had to invite him as a guest. He said to him, anyone join me for a meal? Amalai, hey, Rebbe invited him, of course. And after they ate and drank, Amalai, koisha brocha ata shaisa. Do you want to drink the koisha brocha? He didn't ask him to lead the benching. He asked him if he wants to lead the koisha, wants to take koisha brocha and answer the amen. And answer the amen. And that's yuschus. Or do you want to get paid as if you made the bracha and I stole the bracha from you? So therefore, go ahead and I'll give you the $40. So how much is he saying he's going to compensate him for if he, instead of benching? In other words, you want to leave before benching? He was trying to coax this min to leave before benching. He was very uncomfortable having this applicated by his table. But he is obligated to invite him in. But he said, maybe you don't want to go to the benching part and I'll pay you $40 and go home. But this mean obviously he had was a little smarter than that, so he said, "Yeah, what do you call it? I'm hanging around. Yotz a basko came out, but omle koishe brocha shava aboyim zuvim. that he gave up 40 zehuvim so he can be there and answer amen. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, adayin yesh no loizim mishpacha, this mishpacha now actually is still around. Ben Gedoy L'Raimi is among the great people in Rome. The Koyrin Oysa mishpachas bar Levionis is a famous family of aristocrats. Now, interesting machlekes, and it's interesting to see where he gets it from. The Rif has a hochakira. The Rif, we have the same Gemara in Baba Kama. The Rif has a hochakira. Is this Ragamil did? Was this a penalty, or that's actually the value of the mitzvahs? Is it a knas or is it dinim mamonis? And the nafkamina he says is whether today we can two things nafkaminas. One nafkamina is well, the nafkamina Rif says is do we compare other mitzvahs to it? If it's a knas is only limited to wherever you have the knas. You can't say only this mitzvah kisei adam is the only mitzvah that we give this penalty or the mitzvah of benching that he's talking about over here. But that's it. You can't go ahead and say any mitzvah that you steal from somebody, I can go ahead and penalize you. But if it's a dini mamonis, that's the value of a mitzvah. We gave a monetary value to mitzvahs. Then any mitzvah you do, that's one afkamina. The Shulti Gebayim said the other afkamina is whether it applies today. If it's a knas, there's no dini knasas. You know, there's no knas today. But if it's dini mamonis, that's the value. If I steal $100 in cash today, I got to pay it back. So the Rebbein Tam in Tosfos, not so much here, but in Baba Kama, talks about. Shaila was, if a guy he was called up for Koyin, another guy jumped in and he decided to read instead. Well, there's only one answer, but there Tesis Rabbein Tam, they asked Rabbein Tam what you should do. Doesn't say this if I remember correctly. It says, he says, give him a chicken to Shecht, he'll have two brachas. Because what are you paying for? The bracha, not the mitzvah, right? It says the bracha. So you stole him two brachas, the bracha before the aliyah and the bracha after the aliyah. So give him a chicken, that's what the knash should be. That the guy who stole the aliyah should give this koyin a chicken. The koyin was shecht, so he'll have a bracha for shechita, he'll have a bracha for kisei adam. He got back his two brachas. That's what Rabbein Tam says. Then Rabbein Tam says, we don't penalize it for another reason. Why? Because the guy who lost out could have answered amen. And amen, God lo'ayin amen, is a baruch. In fact, he gained from it. What did he lose? And where did Rabbein Tam get that from? L'cheder from this Gemara right here, that the Rebbe said to this guy, do you want a drink? And Rashi says, not that he offered him to lead the benching, he offered him to say amen to the benching. That's an offer. So another, you want to hang around for benching and have amen, the big schus, or I'll pay you for the amen. So amen buys you something else as well. What about those mitzvah that have no bracha? So Rabbein Tam says that the mitzvah that have no bracha, it's the mitzvah then. But if the mitzvah has a bracha, then bracha and mitzvah is all one. The Shulti Gebayi says the most fascinating thing. He brings raya that all the Rishayim hold, it's a din, not knas. He says, "Zeh raya l'mashe kasafti mokam acher," doesn't say where the mokam acher is, that you can make a business of selling mitzvahs. Every mitzvah has a value. Mitzvahs. You can sell your mitzvah. And he says, not the mitzvah you did already, so it's already in the bank, it's the mitzvah I'm about to do. So you want to put on tefillin, I can sell you the mitzvah tefillin I'm putting on tomorrow, I can sell it to you for 10 zulim. We just did. The Gemara says we're 10 gold coins. That's the value. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we don't do this today because if it's knosset, we don't do knosset. And even if it's mammon, says Rabbeinu Tam, if there's no chesed in mammon, we don't do shulchasai. The whole idea, koyach of bezin, doing shulchis in the bamol kebezin. But today we only become a shliach if there's a chesed in mammon. The fact is, you didn't lose any money. You lost a ruchin, like a thing. Not a mammon. That's right. But in Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Yosef says, it's lefi hasha'ara the bezin. He doesn't fix a price. He says according to the eyes of the bezin, which sounds more like a knas. Because if it's mammon, it's a fixed value. If it's knas, then every bezin can determine whatever the knas is.
So what do you sell someone else to do the mitzvah instead of you doing it?
It's only Shulchan Gebayim. But he says you can make a business. It's in Perikah Chaygo. You can make a business out of selling mitzvahs.
So instead of you putting on tefillin,
say, no, I put on that tefillin, but I'm going to sell it. You can have the schar for the brachas, whatever. I want 10 gold coins for it. Now, do I get any schar for putting on the mitzvah? He doesn't go into that thing. Not the Shulchan Aruch. But Shulchan Aruch talks about, if I steal your mitzvah mila, your father, and you have to mala, and I jump in on a mail and I mala without your permission, I have to pay 10 zulim. But he says, if the father honored a mail to mala, and if another mail jumps in, the father has no time. You gave up the mitzvah anyway. Other ask the mitzvah, it's not give up mitzvah, it's chashuliach. It's not just giving up mitzvah.
It sounds like
the Shulchan Aruch concludes. The poil we don't do today, but the e tofas loy mafkinim. I mean, the guy can grab it and then you don't go back. You can sell, start a new business. Don't know how many people are going to buy, but you start a new business. Okay, it's getting late. Let's learn. Says you want to kisov in his galav, you covered it in revere, and the wind blew it away. Why is it when it comes to returning a lost object and the guy keeps on losing it, is a shlemazel? I have a mitzvah 100 times to return it. Even 100 times. And why over here we say once the wind, you know, once it's covered once and the wind blew away, you don't chayv anymore. What's the difference? Over there's no miut written anywhere. Here it says vekisahu. It says once you have to cover it. Once I covered it, I fulfilled my obligation. Rabbi, the son of Bar Chana, or Rabbi, the grandson of Chana.
No. They give people to cover the blood.
What are these sorts of questions? I can honor anybody I want to cover it. I can honor.
Is it the owner of the eif or is it the sheikh? Who has the mitzvah?
It says over here, who, if the sheikh doesn't do it, anyone else can do it. Everyone else is chayiv, anyone's around. So if the sheikh is meichel and says, go ahead and do it, then someone else can do it.
He's the babot.
No, the chid is on the shochet, whoever sheikh is. Yeah. Paying for what? No, only if you steal it. If he gives it to you, there's no problem. Does a moyel pay the father of the kid for giving him the honor of doing the bris, or is the other way around? That's only talking about if the wind then uncovered it. But if, let's say, the wind came and covered it with dirt, and that's how it remained, then put the melechasis. You don't have to remove the dirt and then put yourself the dirt. You're not yaitz in the mitzvah, but there's no chaloy, there's no mitzi, there's no chefts of the mitzvah to actually work with. So the wind blew it away. So since the mitzvah was gone, there's no chefts of mitzvah. So 10 minutes later, the wind blows it away. Why? Where did the mitzvah come from now? He learned out. Ain't dicheitz of mitzvahs. By a mitzvah, the chefts is not available. Doesn't mean he gets repudiated. By kabbanis, we say this dichi. You know, if a guy set aside a carbon, then he became his mishmatzich, and then he comes back. We learned more of this in Hedin. That's it. It's gone. But over here, by mitzvahs, ain't dicheitz of mitzvahs. So you're telling me there's no chiyuv to cover the blood if the wind covered with sand? How is it different? You learned how shaychiv nivu dam bekark, if somebody shecht and the blood got absorbed in the ground, chayiv lechasas, you have to cover it. So no, there's still a chiyuv even though it's no longer there. Hasam kishir shume nika, you can still tell the traces on the ground. There's red, you can tell there's some blood there. Says the Mishnah, and we had this already before. Dam shenis arev. B'mayim, if blood got mixed up with water, the question is there still a mitzvah of kisi adam? We had there about zrikas adam, but there's a mitzvah. So he said like this: im yesh bei madis dam, if it still looks red, then chayv lechasas. You have a mitzvah of kisi adam. What about this added b'yayin? So you can't tell; they're both red, but you don't know if it's really blood or if it's wine. Roin oisekilum, I imagine the quantity of wine was water. How much wine did enter? If there's enough wine there that you can no longer see the red of the blood, that's it. And if it's not enough, then you chayv. And it's added with dama behema. What happens? The blood of a chaya or a bird got mixed up with the dama behema by behema. We know that there is no mitzvah kisi adam. And the majority of the blood was dama behema. Or the bedama chaya. Or the blood of a chaya, but not blood that you shecht the chaya. Blood of the hakaza. You know, you extracted some blood from the chaya, which is not chayv and kisi adam. So what do you do? And the majority of the blood that's there right now, we know, is not from the blood that you have to cover. But we said before, as long as it looks red, we don't care about if it's bottle beroiv. As long as it looks red, if it's mixed with water, if it looks red, you have to cover it. But what do you do if it's mixed with other blood? How can you tell? The same thing. We imagine that blood is water. However, Rabbi Huda says, no, this is different. We had it before red as well. Rabbi Huda says, ein dam bevatel dam. He holds that min beminoi para, you know, dama parva, dama soya, and your kippur. And you use one keli there because he holds that it's the same kind. They don't cancel each other out. On the contrary, they reinforce each other. So in there, there's mixed the blood of a chay or of a bird that's chay and kisa dam, and it's still there. You have that chiv, it didn't evaporate. We already had it before a few days ago. Dam hanitis, blood squirted out. Ush ala sakin, the blood is sitting on the knife. Chayiv lechasas, you have a mitzvah to do kisya dam. If you learned before how to do it, you scrape off the blood from the knife, you put it down. Remember, ideally you should have sand on the bottom and then the blood, and then you cover with sand again. So you do that, and you have to do kisedam. You know, because it's not only in the place where it landed. If you can't do it, you physically take the blood, remove the blood, and you put it somewhere else. When do we say remove this blood, scrape it off the knife, and do the kisei on that? Only if you have no breda. That's the only blood available. Aval yesh sham dam. If you have stam blood there, then shaloihu. That's not that potter melechasas. You don't have to cover it. Says Gemara Tanhasa. We learned dam shenis added b'mayim. If blood got mixed up with water, im yesh boy maris dam. If it appears like blood, kosher. It is kosher for zrika. If it looks like blood, even though it's the meat, it got mixed up with water and it looks red, you can go ahead and sprinkle it on the mizbeach for kabanas. Nis'are b'yayin, we had the same idea. If it got mixed up with wine, roi noiskilim, I imagine the quantity of wine was actually water, and then see whether it looks like red or not. It looks red or not. What about nis'are b'dam behema? It got mixed up with blood of an animal that was not a carbon. Ode b'dam achaye, and achaye can never be a carbon, as we learned before. So what do you do with the same? And the problem is blood. The same idea as wine. Royin oisiki iluhu ma'im. We imagine that this blood, quantity of blood that is not a carbon, it was water. And then you see whether would you be able to recognize the blood there or not. And Rabbi Yehuda says, ain dam bevatel dam. The blood does not cancel each other out. Comes along, Chibar Abba says this. Remember, we had a concept called kama kama bottle. That when something falls into something else, so the first drops become bottle, and as it goes, even though now we don't say chazav and enobos, if the blood fell into the water, then each drop of blood that fell into the water becomes right away bottled to the water, as if it's no longer there, and eventually you'll have enough blood there to make it look red, but it's too late already, because the initial blood that came in was blended in very well and disappeared. And we don't say, oh, now that there's a larger quantity of blood, the original blood is chazav and neir, you know, reawakened. It doesn't work that way. So Rav Chiya says, lo yishanu elo shenoflu mayim letech dam. When do we say this whole din over here, that we look at this to see whether it looks red or not? Is the blood is sitting in one place, the water is falling into the blood, so then we say, no, at the end of the day, does it look red or doesn't look red? If it looks red, it's blood. You can sprinkle on mizbech. Aval nafal dam letech mayim, it's the other way around. If blood fell into the water, then every drop of blood that fell in immediately became bottled to the water. So we don't look at the total. There is no total. We look at each drop. Aval nafal dam letech mayim, but if blood fell into the water, rishon bottle, whatever fell in first is bottled. So therefore, once it comes bottled, we don't say chaz v'neir. That's only regarding kabbonis when we talk about zrikas adam. So we say that if the blood came in, you know, afterwards into the water, whatever blood came in is bottled. But when it comes to the mitzvah kisei dam ein okay. Why not? Because ein diche it's a mitzvah. This is what Papa said before. There's a difference between kabbonis and mitzvahs. By kabbonis we say that kibush hitche hitche. Once the blood that landed in the water is no longer suitable for zrika, that's fafal. You can't say, oh, but 5 minutes later it came back. Mashenki by kisei dam, when you took at the total, the aggregate, if the aggregate was enough blood eventually that fell in that you can still tell the color, then you chayv mitzvah, because mitzvahs never disappear. It's always there. Omar Rav Yehuda said, Rav Yehuda Mishmol, kol mar ad mumi is mechaprin, and the Gemara will try to work out, what's the chiddush of Shmuel? Rav Yehuda said, Rav Yehuda, kol mar ad mumi is, as long as it looks, appears red, mechaprin, it's good for zrika. Remember, if you mix up with water, it's still good for zrika. And machshidin, and so too that if you know you have grains or peiris, we know that it becomes tameh if it comes in contact with something tameh. But before it does that, it has to be prepared to mekabel tumah. It has to get wet, and the seven mashkin, one of them is blood, so and water. And we'll soon see in the Gemara what's chiluk if it's blood or water. Either one is machshel zraim. But machshidin and the chayav and bekisi, and so too if it looks red, you chayav and kisi adam. What is Shmuel telling us that we don't already know? Mechapin, if he's trying to tell us when you sprinkle the blood, as long as it looks red, you sprinkle the blood, tanina. We already learned. Chayovin bekisu. So chayovin, that you chayv. Is he trying to tell us bekisu? Is he trying to tell us that by kisadam, if it looks red, you have a mitzvah kisadam, you don't get mixed up with the water, and the water is an abundant amount of water, tanina. We learned in the mission right now. Now, what's the chiddush? Machshiri nitzchle. The chiddush is that the blood got mixed up with water. It prepares the zroim. It's like blood, and the zroim are prepared now, ready to be makabel tumah. If it comes in contact with something that generates tumah, it will become tumah. Freddy Gemara machshiri nami. Manasha, who cares? Idam, you want to consider like blood? Achshuri machshir. So it's really ready. And if you say no, it's not blood. It's water, because the majority is water. New water is also one of the seven mashkin that prepares things for tumah. Imaya achshuri machshir. Also machshir. So my nafke mina. Says the Gemara, you know, we need it for shetom to make shami and got mixed up with rainwater. And rainwater is different. Rainwater is not machshel the kabel tumah. Rainwater is natural. So when does rainwater falls on fruits, doesn't automatically make your fruits mekabel tumah. Maybe at kiyitin kiyutan. Only if you're happy that the rainwater, you know, you have to do something. You have to make it chashiv that you're happy that your fruits or your grains actually got wet. If it's blood, then that's a nafkamina. If it's blood, I don't have to do anything to be machshavid. The blood automatically is machshav, prepares all the tvua to mekabel tumah. But if it has a din like water, then it's only if I was machshavid does it have a din that is that it makes the fruits or the grains ready to mekabel tumah. Says the Gemara again. So machshirin. Sorry, I should keep in mind. Make shami nami luchayas gemara by rain, the same thing. Kivan the shakel. The rami, since we're talking about over here, is that you took it. And you place the moment you took the rainwater mixed with the blood, you made it chashiv. So again, who cares if it's rainwater? You made it chashiv, so it prepares the tefuah to makabel tumah, whether it's called blood. It's the same thing. What happens? You didn't mix the two together. You didn't put the blood in the rainwater. What happened was, the rainwater and the blood, the blood was sitting there, and the rainwater landed on the blood. You did nothing there. So if it's rainwater, it's not going to be machshel the kabel tumah, because you did nothing. But if it's blood, it is. So you have to know what it is. And Shmuel's chiddush is that if it looks red, we treat it like blood. Says the Gemara, however, Rab Asi min harvil oimer, Rab Hasi min harvil says, we're not talking about here separate water. You know what she was talking about? Bitsalasa de dama. If blood becomes congealed, so all the redness or the hemoglobin of the blood all becomes that sticky thing. And then what you have left out there is like just like the milk, you have the whey. It's like very watery. So by blood also, what's left outside of the congealed part is almost like water. It's practically transparent. And we're saying that water, it's not separate water, rainwater, that water which is around the blood, if it looks red, it's actually blood. That's what he's talking about, and that's blood. But if not, it's not water that's machshil the kabel tumah, it's nothing. You need seven mashkin, either blood or water. This water came from blood. So it's definitely not, does not have a din of water to be machshil the kabel tumah. The shayla is it kolapachas dam? So if it, this is Shmuel said, if it looks still red, even though very watery and translucent, we'll say that it's blood, but if not, not. That's the chiddush of Shmuel. That this watery part of the blood, if it looks red, onus kodesh, it's mamish treated like water, and you get kodesh for it. But you need a kazayis of the real blood. Because it has to be in that congealed part, a kazayis of the real blood, then the watery part, we say, has it in the blood, and if you eat it, you get chayv kodesh. The masnita ton in the brayis we learn, metamim ba oil, that if it's sitting in the oil, and we know that that it can generate to any other contents inside that same room, under that share, that same roof, becomes tamei. Again, if it's red. And here we need a revius from the dam, because that is by oil. When it comes to tumas oil, we already learned that you need one revius. We had a machlek of a kiva, whether it's from two mesim or from one mace, if Yeshayim says in a mikra, but we say you need, forget about how many mace it comes from, but you need a total of a revius of blood in order, it's a larger amount, in order that it should pass, be able to transmit tumah from it via the roof to anything else sitting inside that room. Why? Because we estimate that in the Shir Mochamashmar Sinai, that in the revius of dam, that's enough to the nefesh to pass out. Time to be learned. Kol mashka hameis, any liquids that exude from a dead corpse, to hoyden. They don't generate tumah. Chutz medame. The only thing that generates tumah is dam, because the Torah says so. But no other liquid, if liquid comes out of his nose, out of his eyes, out of his ears, saliva, anything, does not generate tumah. The chol mare ad mumishabai, and the water that goes around the blood that's translucent but has a little bit of redness in it, redness pigment, metamin ba'oyel is metamin ba'oyel. Freddy Gimoro, Mashka Mace, Tony, you tell me that the liquids that come out of a mace, of a corpse, is Tony. Let me ask a question. But I mean, we learn Mashka Tvul Yom. A Tvul Yom is somebody who already went to the mikveh, and the only thing that this person has to do is wait at night till sunset. And by Tvul Yom, you know, we're Machme that, he touches things, he becomes Tamei. So this Tvul Yom, any Mashkin Hayyotzim Mimenu, any Mashkin that exudes from him, is Kimashkin Shinagaben, has the same din. Any Mashkin that passes out of him, saliva, teardrops, anything that comes out of him, has the same din as if he would have touched it himself. The Eilu, Eimetamin. And what do we know about a Tvul Yom? A Tvul Yom does not have Tumah. A Tvul Yom, remember we had the whole thing that the Chachamim went out of their way that by Parah Adumah, Dafka, they use a Tvul Yom to Lafuke the Tzdukin. We said not. So a Tvul Yom does not pass Tumah, because he already went to the mikveh. He's not a Tumah, but he already went to the mikveh. And we're only going to Tvul Yom by Kachim, but in Chulin there's no Tumah. Vishar calls me, but all other Tumadika things, Bain Kalich, whether the light Tumas, and tomorrow we'll soon see what light is, but like a Tumas Sheretz, which is only for one day. Or let's say Tumas Mace, which is a Chomer, Mashkin Hayyitin, and any liquids that come out from them, is Kimashkin the game, and have the same din as if you would have touched it. The Elu Tchila. And we know by Mashkin, even if the Mashkin is a Sheni, if it touches something Tameh, the Chachamim, we're looking at Marpsachim, the Chachamim will Geizer, that Mashkin becomes like a Rishon. Because of the Zoiv, because by Azov, the Mashkin, the saliva comes out of his mouth, is a very Chomer. So therefore we made a din that all Mashkin should be treated like a Rishon, except maybe in the base of Migdash. So what does it say clearly here? It says, Ve'elu Tchila, Chutz min HaMashkin, except by a Zov, the saliva, Shehu Avatumah. The saliva of a Zov is Avatumah. And then we learn out that what's saliva? Saliva is something that it grows in your mouth, you know, you produce it in your mouth, and it grows, and then you pass it out. So any other thing, like any other emissions that a Zov does, which are similar, is the same thing, is an Avatumah. That's it. Now, my Kalim Achamud, and it says clearly here that it does generate Tumah from the liquids. Now, other liquids. My kalin echemunah. What do you mean that the light tumen or strict tumen? My love, kalin is a sheretz, and a zov, and chamurin is mace. Mace is the strictest thing. Mace is an avi avayza tumen. Even a zov is only ava tumen. A mace avi avayza tumen. And it says clearly here that the liquids that come out are just like he touched it. And anything that touches the mace becomes tamay. So what are we saying before over here in the previous braisa? That the mace, any liquids that come out of him is toir, except dam lochedi sifmir all liquids are tamei. Shemar says no, you learned wrong. Loi no, kalin is sheretz and the chamurin is zav. When it says kalin, it meant strictly sheretz and chamurin is zav. But mace, you're right. There's no liquids that come out of mace that tamei except blood. Maish no zav. So why should zav be stricter than gozer? Why should a zav be stricter than a mace? A mace, we said that all the liquids that come out are tamei and chamurin even goes it. And by zav, we said that any liquids come out besides, you know, the saliva, that one will goes it. It should be tamei. Why should be a difference? For the yimare maish no. Mace, the loy goes with a bonon. Mace, the zov, the goes with a bonon. Mace, the mace, the goes with a bonon. What's the difference of zov and mace? And for the Gemara, zov, the loy bedili inchimenei. A zov is a living person and people, you know, talk to him and everything else. Goes with a bonon will goes with. You shouldn't get too close because he has saliva and other things. The taku will be metama you and make you an avatama. But with mace, the bedili inchimenei, people generally stay away from a corpse. Loy goes with a bonon. A bonon won't go. Stop here.